coffee and tea on your smooth jazz and cool vocal station from Alabama A&M University, 90.9 WJAB.
This is recording artist Marquise Green, and you're listening to Coffee and Tea with Joy right here on WJAB 90.9.
When you're near, at least for a while, girl. Girl, my cloudy afternoons are so clear. No more cloudy afternoons. See, I had to tell myself I don't want nobody else. Cause he sent you for a reason. It's so easy believing the sun will never shine till your presence parts the skies. Is this love? I think I'm in love with you. All my parts is not the same when you're around. And though I try to ignore the signs, I can't. So high on love, ain't no coming down. You make it hard for me to entertain the thought of someone else
under me. 90.9 WJAV, we're broadcasting live from Alabama A&M University. You know I'm stoked, right? It's 8:16, sitting across from me. I'm just going to intro. My guest is a singer, songwriter, composer, producer, and performer. Bringing more fire to Southern stages, his debut album, Pulse, drops September 2nd, 2018. I would like to welcome Huntsville's own Marquise Green, new school crooner. Welcome to Coffee and Tea. Okay, hang on. Let's do this right. Let me say this one more time. Welcome to Coffee and Tea.
Oh, okay. We're doing the serious voice. Okay. Good morning to WJAB and its listeners, its lovely listeners. How is everybody doing this morning?
I know that's right. Marquise, yes.
Oh, man.
Congratulations thank you. This impressive project. Thank you.
I want to thank WJAB just as a whole, just for being that hub that I could bring my music to. And just, you know, it's amazing. It's incredible. It's a nerve-wracking experience at the end of the day.
But
it's definitely, it's nothing but love here.
Thank you, and bravo to you. Listen, my first introduction to Marquise Green was definitely not in the music arena. You were on a dance stage, okay?
Yeah.
That was my first introduction to you, and it was Dance Theater of Huntsville, and I saw Marquise the Dancer.
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was that?
Oh, geez. What is that? It had to be over. So it's over 10 years ago.
I know.
I was a child.
You were, but you were cutting up that stage.
Thank you.
And so it's been like, okay, now we're dating ourselves. What? How did this music, this love for music or music began for you?
I mean, as most people would probably answer, just your parents, your grandparents, just, you know, introducing you to different artists, different genres of music that they particularly cared for. And
right.
As a child, I mean, I gravitated towards Michael Jackson, of course.
Right.
Biggest influence within my music. But also people in the realm of like Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, Temptations.
Right.
Tina Turner. That's actually how I developed my high note, was listening to Tina Turner.
Are you serious?
Yeah. My voice was like really, it was clear, and I wanted to add some grit. So that's where I, with the what's left. Yeah. It's.
Who knew?
You know, you got to take where you can.
I know that's right. It's called development,
yes,
artist
ma'am.
Development.
Yes, ma'am.
I so love it. Now, listen, before we get started, are you a native of Little Rock, Arkansas?
How
does that work?
Big words.
Okay.
Native. No, I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas. My parents were military. I was adopted.
Okay.
My parents were military, so we relocated quite a bit. True story, though, my oldest friend I met in kindergarten here.
Yeah.
And we moved around. When my parents got ready to retire, you know, they put it on me, like, where do you want to go? This is where I had my first friend. I was a really shy kid. So.
Wow.
So I was really happy that they listened to me. And then when I came back, he was still here. So
your oldest friend that you've moved around the world when you were, I won't say a military brat, but a military
kid.
Yeah,
we frown on that.
A military kid. How sweet is that story?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now listen, if any, name one power or one pitfall in being an independent artist? Like, what, because I know you go through stages.
Ooh, yes.
Like, where it's, like, hype and dope to be an independent artist, and then it's like, oh, I'm an independent artist. The struggle is real.
It is. I'll say that it hits you when you're writing, when you're creating, when you're able to create, because you have full control. You can write, you can sing about whatever, you can make whatever ugly face in the booth. It doesn't matter. So it's cool when you have that type of control over your career.
Okay.
But then when reality sets in and you don't have the funds to, say, tour, or you have bills at home, so it's like, I got to pass up this event because I have to go to work in the morning.
Okay.
So it's definitely a struggle just trying to balance the two. But I would say that, for me, that's where I find my joy is the creation and the performance. The pitfall, the downside to it is you don't have an, I don't want to say like a major label, but just you don't have that backing. You don't have that support, so you front the bill on everything.
Right. And we'll talk about front the bill.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Because we're talking about that wonderful celebration party, but we're
talking about money and stuff. I'll break it down for you.
Listen, you have such a classic, timeless grace. Now, you did share about your grit, and I didn't know the Tina Turner backstory. However, that Marvin Gaye, Michael Jackson kind of thingy, storytelling, dancing, just all of that amazing performing that you bring to the stage. That's why I said more fire. Okay, so like, how did that even, like, was there a fear of adopting their space and not developing into Marquise Green?
Oh, definitely. I'll say that getting started, you mimic. You know, mm-hmm. It's a lot of, I don't know if mimication is a word, but it is today.
I'm a poet, so we make words
all right,
up.
There
mimication.
We go. Mimication. Okay. There's a lot of mimication that goes on to where you want to sound like the people you idolize. And for quite some time, that's what I tried to base my sound off of, was trying to sound exactly like somebody because I didn't know what my voice was.
Right.
And I mean, just transparency and in full transparency, I'm still developing my voice.
I like that.
To say that you have it is a lie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You
I
can
get it.
You can always learn more and do more after you've learned it.
I like that. That was my next question. What do you do to continually hone your skill or to develop yourself? Like, what does that look like for you?
Vocally, just warm-ups, lessons. I just left a conference this past weekend in Nashville.
Nice.
Where that was kind of one of the biggest things that I wanted to attend because, you know, there's always room to learn. And then just, I would say, as far as writing and stuff goes, it might sound crazy, but I watch a lot of cartoons. I play video games with my
like
kids.
That. Right.
I do things that become moments in life as opposed to, you know, just kind of living it and going with the flow of things.
I
want to enjoy.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how serious are you, or is there any pressure of remaining relevant? Like, I know we want to be relevant because that's what sells, but like, how much pressure is on you? Like, I'm working on next level in myself.
I would say that there's a lot of pressure, and it's outside pressure. It's not so much internal.
Okay.
I would say that people hear you and expect a certain sound from you, or they hear mainstream radio and expect you to conform to mainstream radio. But one of the things that I'll say that I'm really strong in, like, I don't even know if that's how you phrase that.
Right.
But anyways, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to budge on this.
I read one of your quotes. Don't put me in a box artistically. I need to be free.
Mm, that sounds great.
You
better
said
when you say it, though. it's just, if I want to create a country song, a pop song, if I wanted to try my hand at opera, whatever the case may be, let me do that. Don't tell me I can't. Don't say, like, well, you're just an R&B. No, I'm a creator. I'm an artist.
Wow, I like that.
Thank you.
You stand steadfast in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Both feet. I love it. Listen, how did you feel And what was the atmosphere like in creating this project, Pulse?
It was overall, I guess what I'll say is that I've been blessed to be surrounded by people who love me, support me, push me, encourage me to continue, because it's been hectic, to say the least. You get to a space where you don't know, you know, if
right.
You don't know if this is your calling, that kind of thing. And just being fortunate to have people around me to reassure me that it is.
I like that.
So yeah, I mean, it's been up and down, but it's all up right now. So
I like that. So what did it feel like from inception to finished project? Like, how was the studio space? Who did you work with to create this Pulse baby?
From the start, I was originally recording most of my content at Gold Street Music,
okay,
which is ran by Charles Brandon. That's a plug, a free one. but no, that's my dude. He's out in Tony.
Okay.
So I started my project. It's really been maybe 6 years now.
It took 6 years for this to come to fruition.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, not to say that I hadn't been working on other stuff. It was just that you create something and then you're like, this is special. I'm gonna put this to the side. And after I did that so many times with so many different songs, I was like, this kind of seems like an album right here.
I like that.
So that's how that happened. And then the remaining of my recording or whatnot, I did at 318 Studios, which I believe they've been up here.
Yes, 318 Studios. Yes, I see you out there.
They're fantastic people.
Yes.
Another plug, ran by Kenita Rogers and Gloria Caldwell. That is out in Madison, Alabama. Once again, that is Madison, Alabama. And then, I mean, as far as like the mix and master, we worked with, it was done between Kenita and Kelvin Wooten.
Okay.
So, who is out in Athens.
Okay, big love to
There's
Kelvin
another
Wooten.
Plug.
Yep, great artist.
But yeah, I mean, as that was the recording process, or basically where I went to record. As far as the writing goes, I did most of the writing on this album. I had help by Noel Gordine.
Okay.
A dope songwriter, vocalist out in Atlanta now. Her name's Crystal Carr. She helped me kind of pattern some things.
I like that.
For a few songs. So I just wanted to make sure I gave everybody the proper
credit. Like that, because that was one of my questions. Do you do collaborations? You're very transparent in your writings, and are you intentional about being that open?
Like I said, I used to be shy, and I feel like the way that I got out of that, mm-hmm. in a sense, was through my music. So the thing that I think is, if people relate to my music, that's awesome. But when I write, it's more like journaling.
Like that. Yes. Yes, journaling.
That's
yes,
a thing. Okay.
It is a thing.
So it's more like journaling. So
okay.
It's like everything that I write about, I try to come from an honest place. No, and I'm not saying it's like what I'm going through right now.
Okay.
So if you hear like a breakup song, you hear
right.
something about
oh, what happened?
Exactly. So but it's just I take from my personal experiences.
Right.
And when I collaborate with somebody, you just have to share with that person, and not necessarily names and exact things, but I like them to be on the same page, so it doesn't take off somewhere else. That
I
kind
like
of thing.
That.
But yeah,
I like that. And now, do you target any particular audience? Are you just reaching heart? Like, are you looking for a demographic, or like, do you say when I'm writing? So, I mean, you kind of explained it in your writing process. But are you targeting a particular audience or anything?
See, it's weird to say yes and no.
Okay.
Because I feel like, according to social media, they've targeted my audience for me, which is between the age of 25 and 35, mm-hmm. I want to say. But personally, I feel that I make music. Let me. That's too strong of a statement.
Okay.
I aspire to make music that can be listened from, I don't know, 16, because I feel like 16 nowadays is a little bit more advanced than when I was, up to, say, 70, 80, 90, whatever. Like, I want to infuse that new sound with the sound that I grew up to, and try to find that balance to where older and younger generations can listen and still get a message from it and still dance to it, still bob their head to it, still have a good time with it. But that's my goal just as an artist.
I like that. Now, the musicians that you work with on this project, will they be the same musicians that we see coming up?
Let's see. Yes, with the exception of one. He goes by Prophecy. He's a producer. He did one of my favorite tracks on the album. They're all
which
my
is
favorite. It's Treat Me Like a Man.
Have to play some of that.
Oh jeez. Just you know, it might have a cutoff word in
okay,
it.
Okay,
so.
Well, we're music banning it, so it's
oh,
low.
Okay, there we go. But yeah, that was one of my favorite songs on it. An interesting story about him, though. He reached out to me on Twitter maybe, I don't know, geez, I want to say 2013. And I don't know what I was on. I know I probably lied and was just like, I'm so busy, and I wasn't. Oh. And so he reached out to me on Twitter, and then years later, he reached out to me on Facebook. And so, you know, after finding out, like, oh, yeah, we connected once already. Oh, yeah, I remember you. So then he sent me this track, and I don't know what kind of mindset I was in.
I like that.
But yeah, I'm not trying to brag. I wrote this in like 15 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And that's what's cool about the creative process, because when you're in the zone and you have a message, you have something you want to say, it just flows.
I love it. Listen, the album Pulse, it drops now. We're officially saying this is debut project because I heard in past interviews about The Dream, the album that you created
goodness.
In your bedroom.
So, we don't talk about that.
So Pulse is the official debut album for you. If you're just tuning in, my studio guest is vocalist, songwriter, producer Marquise Green. Marquise, how can our listeners contact you via social media, get an album, Pulse, make them know where tickets are available for upcoming celebration that we're about to discuss?
Okay. You can contact me. I would, you know what? It's an easier way than, you know, just pubbing every single social media. So
okay.
Go to my website, MarquiseGreen.com.
Nice.
On there, you'll find the tickets for the release party, the albums that, or I won't call them albums, but the projects that I've done previously and future ones. You'll also see a page on there that I'm proud of, which I call the affiliates page.
I like that.
But the thing is, like, I always want to, you know, make sure I show love to the people who helped me and show love to me. So it was really a key thing that I had to have on my website, was just to say, like, these are all the people that I've worked with who supported
me
through the whole process of the album and even before. So, yeah.
I like that. Now, what's the significance behind the date? Because you were intentional with that drop date being September 2nd. What does that date mean to you?
September 2nd. So the album Pulse was going to be a dedication to my grandmother, who is, she's no longer with us.
Okay.
But it was always supposed to be to her, you know, or for her.
Mm.
And I was very, very adamant about that while she was here.
Yes.
And then when she passed, I kind of went through some, you know, emotional stuff. And it just kind of hit me, like, I want to do something in celebration of her.
I like
something to turn that date for me into something other than mourning or saying,
yes.
You know.
This
I
is
wish,
the day.
Yeah. I mean, I have some old voicemails and stuff, so I still hear a voice from time to time when I go back. But,
wow.
You know, it's cool. It's cool.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You made me get, you know, misty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, listen, it's about to go down. Tell us about the album release celebration, September 1st at the Flying Monkey Theater.
Yes. Let's see. The album release party. And it is going to be a party.
I know. I can't wait. Like, I talk to a lot. The buzz is out there. The buzz is on social media. The buzz is everywhere. So, that's yes, awesome. It will. The turn up will be real. Okay? So, tell us about it.
Yeah. The party's going to be at the Flying Monkey Theater, which is at the second floor of Low Mill.
Yes.
Off of Seminole Drive. I guess I can plug the address as well.
Please.
2211 Seminole Drive, which is, Governors?
Governors and Seminole Drive.
Right.
And it's like, that's the artist hub right back there.
It's a huge building.
Yes, it is.
A huge building. If you miss it, I will stand outside and personally guide you in.
I love it.
The doors open at 7:30.
Okay.
The show is promptly going to start at, you know what, that's too strong of a statement too. The show will start at 8 with the little asterisk.
Okay,
thing at
I
the
got
top,
you. I you got
know,
you. Right.
I don't want to comment anymore on
okay,
that part. But,
okay.
But yes, tickets will be available there if
okay.
if you haven't seen me out or I couldn't reach you
right.
prior to. But I have some.
The lineup is
yeah.
ridiculous,
yeah.
and that's in a good way. It's
Jesus.
Bananas.
So hold on. First, what yeah. I'll say is that the DJ will be DJ CO. He's one of the dopest DJs I've heard out here.
Okay.
And then we have Fifi, Miss Fifi Payne.
Yes.
She'll be co-hosting alongside with him.
Vocals. Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's dope. But my openers, I have TC from Coffee House Poets.
Come on now.
I have Alex Banks, who yes. is a local saxophone, like, I don't
yes.
I don't even beast. I don't.
That
I mean,
I
he's
don't
a buff guy,
that,
so
yes.
I don't. I feel weird calling him a beast, but like.
Dude, right.
He's
is,
one of the best
I've
ever
heard.
He is
an amazing talent. And that Trenisa Caldwell, TC.
I have never been able to pronounce her first name properly.
You see?
okay. So I like
Trenisa,
how you did that.
Yes. I always make sure because I do mispronounce her name. And it's not even difficult to say brilliant powerhouse of a
yes,
poet as well.
Incredible. I want to say my first time meeting her is when, like, you just know about somebody, you know?
You do.
And she's been, like, family ever since. Like,
beautiful.
That's one thing that I'll accredit to. I don't know if that's a me thing. I think that's just the people that I gravitate around. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I get that vibe, it's like you become family to me.
I love it.
So yeah. And then, last but not least, we have a national recording artist, Noel Gourdin.
Yes. Yes and yes.
I feel like a lot of people sleep on him. And this is a personal, you know, this is a personal opinion. But I feel like he's being slept on right now
mm-hmm.
here. Because a lot of people don't know that he is here.
And they don't know how brilliant
exactly.
he is.
They don't, I mean, that's a whole different conversation. All I can say is that he is somebody that I admire, I look up to. We have very in-depth conversations about integrity and keeping your music true to who you are. And, you know, and,
wow.
and honestly, what I would say maybe 9 years ago, 9, 10 years ago, he was kind of the reason my writing changed. Excuse me.
I love it.
I'm not getting teary-eyed,
okay.
I promise you. But he was the reason my writing changed, though,
wow.
because he had a very honest conversation with me just in terms of, like, you know, this is what you're doing. Why don't you try to do this?
Mm.
And that was a challenge for me. So I definitely appreciate and credit him to where I am now.
Absolutely. How beautiful. So what can we expect? What the listeners are saying, okay, like, how will that go? When we come in, music will be going and
there will be some music playing when everybody gets there. There will be drinks served.
Okay.
So before we get started, though, Minister Fred,
yes.
I've contacted him. I wanted him to kind of bless the stage.
Wow.
To pray over everybody who was in attendance, but also to pray for the artists, and some other stuff I had planned. Some other
I
stuff
like
I have
that.
Cooking up. But yeah. So it's just gonna be. Pow, pow, pow. Like, I want everything to follow one after the other.
A pow, pow, pow.
Exactly. See?
I got it.
See? Yeah.
I can see that. So, listen, what's to come for Marquise Green? What do you have coming up? Event date, tour, green gear? I know I heard about T-shirts somewhere out
yes,
there.
Yes, T-shirts, albums, all of my merch will be on sale there.
Okay,
which
okay.
is great to say. It's awkward, though, because I'm not, like, a salesman. So I'm always weird when it comes to plugging my stuff.
Well, when you get on that stage and light it up, people will be flocking to tables. Okay.
That.
Listen, give our listeners one more time that information where they can contact you, obtain tickets to this amazing event, your CD album celebration that will take place at the Flying Monkey on September 1st. One more time, your information and a final thought.
Oh, yes, ma'am. My final thought and information. You can find all of that stuff on my website, MarquiseGreen.com, where you'll be able to see shirts. You'll be able to see the album when it is finally released.
Absolutely.
And I'll probably set it up to where I can get some physical albums to people if they would prefer to have that, just something in hand.
Right,
know?
Right.
And I'll personally autograph them.
We need that to happen, okay? I like that. I love getting an autographed copy of an artist this work.
But yeah, as far as anything I have coming up, I believe I'm doing concerts on the dock. What is that, September 7th?
Okay,
so that's another place y'all can come out and support. Check me out. Let's see. And then as far as final thoughts go, I said it at the top, but I'm gonna say it again, I just appreciate WJAB for being that place that an independent local artist like myself, who is aspiring to be more, has some place to start and call a home.
Wow.
So for me, this is what this is. That's why I come here before I go anywhere else with anything else.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Marquise. On behalf of WJAB and the WJAB family, thank you. Listen, we have tickets to give away because you did. We're going to give a pair of tickets away, and thank you for that. For the CD album celebration for Marquise Greene. So you pick which caller. Caller number 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you don't have a favorite number. I remember that.
I don't have favorite anythings. I don't know. Let's keep it simple. 1.
Okay. 2.
1 and 2. I don't know. How many are we giving away?
2. A pair of tickets, but it's only a pair. So
okay. I got
caller
you.
Number.
Caller number 1.
Okay, I'm caller number 1 at 256-372-5861. You can be right there in the audience to see Marquise Greene celebrate his album, Pulse. The album officially drops Sunday, September 2nd. Marquise, again, thank you for taking time out to share your awe-inspiring gift with us right here on 90.9 WJAB. That's the winner.
Look at love.
This is 90.9 WJAB. Thank you, Marquise.
Thank you.
Keep it locked right here.
You make me smile. Seems like the world completely stops when you're near.
When you're near.
At least for a while. Girl, my cloudy afternoons are so clear.
No more cloudy afternoons. See, I had to tell myself I don't want nobody else. Cause he sent you for a reason. It's so easy believing the sun will never shine till your presence parts the skies. Is this love?
I try to ignore the signs, I can't.
What you do that's got me 10 feet off the ground.
I'm so high on love, ain't no coming down. You make it hard for me to entertain the thought of someone else under me. To compare to your stare, they gotta be something, baby. Cause I know that they don't make them quite like.
Your presence parts the skies. Is this love that I'm feeling? I'm in love with you.
Come on. Come on. Feels good, right?
life without you, girl. I need you like my lungs need air to breathe. There's a jones down in my bones for you. My lonely heart now beats for two. It beats for you.
Coffee and tea on your smooth jazz and cool vocal station from Alabama A&M University, 90.9 WJE.